ओम शांति। टुडे द ओशन ऑफ लव Today, the ocean of love is seeing all the loving children from everywhere. Today, the ocean of love is seeing all the loving children from everywhere. The Father has imperishable love of the heart for the children. And children too. And the children too. Have imperishable love in the heart for the Father, the Comforter of Hearts. The Father has imperishable love of the heart for the children, and the children too have imperishable love in the heart for the Father, the Comforter of Hearts. Only the Father and the Brahmin children know of this God's love and love from the heart. Only the Father and the Brahmin children know of this God's love and love from the heart. Only you Brahmin souls are worthy of God's love. Only you Brahmin souls are worthy of God's love. Devotee souls, devotee souls are thirsty for God's love. They are calling out. They are calling out. Whereas, you fortunate Brahmin souls are worthy of the attainment of that love. Bab Dada knows why children have special love. Bab Dada knows why children have special love. It is because it is only at this time that you attain all the treasures from the master of all treasures. It is only at this time that you attain all the treasures from the master of all treasures. These treasures do not last for just this one birth. These treasures do not last for just this one birth of the present time. But these imperishable treasures remain with you for many births. All of you Brahmin souls, will not go back empty-handed like the souls of the world do. All of you Brahmin souls will not go back empty-handed like the souls of the world do. You will take all treasures with you. These treasures will remain with you. You do have the intoxication of the attainment of these imperishable treasures, do you not? And all of you children, have accumulated the imperishable treasures, have you not? So you do have the intoxication of the attainment of these imperishable treasures, do you not? And all of you children have accumulated the imperishable treasures, have you not? Do you always have? Do you always have? Do you always have the intoxication and happiness of having accumulated all these treasures, is it not? So, do you always have the intoxication and happiness of having accumulated all the treasures? Is the sparkle of having accumulated these treasures visible on each one's face? Is the sparkle of having accumulated these treasures visible on each one's face? You know which treasures. You have attained from the Father. Do you not? You know which treasures you have attained from the Father. Do you not? Do you ever check your account of accumulation? Do you ever check your account of accumulation? the Father gives all the children each of the treasures endlessly. The Father gives all the treasures, each of the treasures endlessly. It isn't that He gives a little to some and more to others. It isn't that He gives a little to some and more to others. Every child is a master of the endless, constant and imperishable treasures. Every child is a master of the endless, constant and imperishable treasures. To become a child means to be a master of the treasures. To become a child means to be a master of the treasures. Now make these treasures emerge. How many treasures has Bab Dada given to you? How many treasures has Bab Dada given to you? The first treasure of all is that of the wealth of knowledge. The first treasure of all is that of the wealth of knowledge. So, have all of you received the wealth of knowledge, or are you going to receive it still? Yes, you have received it. Have you also accumulated it, or have you accumulated only a little and little has been used up? Or have you accumulated only a little and a little has been used up? To have the wealth of knowledge means to become sensible and Trikaldarshi. And perform actions. To have the wealth of knowledge means to perform actions while sensible and Trikaldarshi, the knower of the three aspects of time. It means to be knowledgeful. To have full knowledge. To have full knowledge and to understand the knowledge of the three aspects of time, and then to use that wealth of knowledge in any task. So to have full knowledge and to understand the knowledge of the three aspects of time and to use that wealth of knowledge for any task. by using this wealth of knowledge in every task in your practical life. By using this wealth of knowledge in every task in your practical life, and by using in the right way, you achieve success. And by using it in the right way, you achieve success. And as a result of that, you receive, you attain liberation from many bondages and also liberation in life. So by using this wealth of knowledge in every task in your practical life, you achieve success by using it in the right way so that you receive liberation from many bondages and also liberation in life. Do you experience this? It isn't that you will receive liberation in life in the golden age only, but even now, in this life of the confluence age, you receive liberation from many limited bondages. But even now, in this life of the confluence age, you receive liberation from many limited bondages. Your life becomes free from bondages. You do know, don't you, how many bondages you have become free from? You do know how many bondages you have become free from. Do you know? Do you not? You have become free from so many different forms of distress. For example, hi, you know, people say hi, oh my God. That means worries. So hi has now finished for all the time. And instead, you sing songs of wah, wah. Not hi. Oh my God, you know, people say. So Baba saying, so instead of that, you sing songs of wah, wah. How great. If there is a trace of hi, oh, you know, so if there's a trace of hi, maybe not through words, you may not say through words hi, oh, but even in your thoughts or dreams, if it enters, if it enters your mind, then too, you are not liberated in life. So you may say, oh, with surprise or with distress. So Baba says, even then you are not liberated in life. So is it wah, wah, wah all the time? Mothers, do not cry out in distress, do you? You don't say hi or oh, do you? Do you sometimes do this? And what about the Pandavas? You may not do it through your words, but if there is the slightest trace of hi, means oh, in your mind, in any situation, then you cannot fly. So if there's any high, then you cannot fly. High means it's like a word of distress. So high means bondage. High means bondage. And fly. Means the flying stage. That is, it means to be liberated in life and free from bondage. So flying stage or fly means to be liberated in life and be free from bondage. So check, because until Brahmin souls themselves, because until Brahmin souls themselves are free from bondage, if there are any golden or diamond chains still tied, then the gate of liberation cannot be opened for all souls. So check, because until Brahmin souls themselves are free from bondage, that is, if there are any golden or diamond chains still tied, then the gate of liberation cannot be opened for all souls. When you become free from bondage, the gate of liberation for all souls will open. When you become free from bondage, the gate of liberation will open for all souls. So you have the responsibility. So you have the responsibility of opening the gate and of freeing all souls from their sorrow and peacelessness. So you have the responsibility of opening the gate and of freeing all souls from their sorrow and peacelessness. So check. So check. So check to what extent you have fulfilled your responsibility. So check to what extent you have fulfilled your responsibility. all of you have taken the contract of carrying out the task of world transformation with Bap Dada. All of you have taken the contract of carrying out the task of world transformation with Bap Dada. You are contractors. You are responsible for it. If the father wants, he can do everything. But the father has love for you children. He doesn't want to do it alone by himself. The father has love for you children. He doesn't want to do it alone by himself. As soon as he incarnated, he also incarnated all of you. You are the Father's companions from the beginning to the end. You are the Father's companions from the beginning to the end. Do you have this intoxication that you are companions from the beginning till the end? You are God's companions. From the beginning till the end. Bap Dada wants that no one should give any excuses. It is because of this or because of that, and this is why there is this bondage. So don't give any excuses. Do not be a problem, but be an embodiment of solutions. Do not be a problem, but be an embodiment of solutions. You also have to make your companions this, because you are seeing the condition of the times. The words of corruption are increasing so much. Corruption, the words of corruption are increasing so much. Corruption and assaults are going into the extreme. Corruption and assaults are going into the extreme. So the flag of greatness that is becoming elevated should first be hoisted in the mind of every Brahmin soul. Only then will it be hoisted in the world. Only then it will be hoisted in the world. You have celebrated so many Shivratris. at every Shivratri, you have this thought, you make this determined thought at every Shivratri that you will hoist the Father's flag in the world. So you make this determined thought that on every Shivratri that you will hoist the Father's flag in the world. So before hoisting this flag of revelation in the world, each one of you Brahmins in your mind, will have to hoist the Father's flag on your heart throne. You have to hoist the Father's flag on your heart throne. Before you hoist this flag of revelation in the world, so in your mind, you will have to hoist the Father's flag on your heart throne. In order to hoist this flag, you will have to simply use two words in every action. Not in your thoughts only, not in your head only, but in your heart. In your actions, in your relationships and connections, you have to use these two words. They are not difficult words. They are common words. Those words are, one, to have unity. The word is unity. To have unity in relationships, connections, and amongst yourselves. Even whilst there are many sanskars, there should be unity in the diversity. And second, so first word was unity, and second, whatever elevated thoughts you have, Bab Dada likes it very much when you have such thoughts. And hearing these thoughts, these elevated thoughts which you have, Bab Dada is very pleased. Wow, wow, children, wow, wow. How elevated thoughts you have, wow. But, there is a but in it. This but shouldn't be there, but there is. This but does come. It shouldn't come, but there is this but. The majority of you, that is about 90%, when Baba says majority, it is about 90% of you children have very good thoughts. Have very good thoughts. 90% of you children have very good thoughts. Bap Dada also thinks that today this child's thoughts are very good. And there will be progress. But then these are reduced by 50% when it comes to words. And then reduced still further by 70% when they are put into actions. So in thoughts, 90%. But in words, they become 50% less and then 75% less when brought into actions. It becomes mixed. It becomes mixed. What is the reason for this? What is the reason for this? The reason is that there isn't concentration and determination in your thoughts. The result. So the reason is that there isn't concentration and determination in your thoughts. If there were concentration in your thoughts, then concentration is the means of success. Determination is the means of success. So concentration and determination are means of success. There's a difference in that, so difference comes. What is the reason? Why does this difference come? When you have the thoughts and then when they come into words and when they come into actions, what is the reason? Bap Dada sees only one thing in the result. Bap Dada sees only one thing in the result. You look at others a lot. You look at others a lot. All of you show this, don't you? That when you point a finger at someone, four fingers are pointing towards the self. So you don't see the four fingers, but you see the one finger a lot. Therefore, there has to be determination and concentration. And also there is fluctuation in the unity. There is fluctuation in the unity. You say, if this one does, then I will do this. Those who take the initiative become Arjuna. It's not that if this one does, then I will do this. You become the second number in this. If you say this, if this one does, then I will do it. Otherwise, change your slogan. Because you say world transformation through self-transformation. So instead of world transformation through self-transformation, let it be self-transformation through world transformation. Actually, it should be world transformation through self-transformation, not self-transformation through world transformation. Should we change the words? self-transformation through world transformation? No, we shouldn't change. So, Bap Dada says, Bap Dada is placing one condition. Do you agree in that? Should Baba tell you that? Baba will see the result in 6 months and then will come. Otherwise, he will not come. So you should die from I, yes, I am right. I am this. I am no less. I am also everything. This is I-ness. You have to die from this I-ness. I. So even if you have to die for this, this death is very sweet. Actually, it is not dying, but it is not dying physically, but it is living, but it is, this is not dying, but it is living with the fortune of the kingdom for 21 births. So it is living with the fortune of kingdom for 21 births. It's not dying. Do you agree? Teachers, do you agree? Double foreigners, do you agree? The double foreigners have courage in fulfilling whatever thoughts they have. This is their speciality. Whatever thoughts they have the courage to fulfill those thoughts. This is your speciality. And the people of Bharat have triple courage, huh? Double foreigners have double courage, and they have triple courage. So this is what Bap Dada wants to see. So this is what Bap Dada wants to see. Did you understand? This is the lamp of the elevated hopes of Bap Dada, that Bap Dada wants to see ignited in each child. This is the lamp of the elevated hopes of Bap Dada, that Bap Dada wants to see ignited in every child. So you have to do it. If you don't do it, will those who come after you do it? Your rosary of 16,000, will they do it? Only you older ones are to come in the rosary of 108. The new ones will come later. There will be some who have come last and will go fast. There will be some examples who have come last and will go first. But there will be few of these. But otherwise, there are just all of you. You have become this every cycle, and you will become this. Doesn't matter where you are sitting, abroad or in this land, those who have firm faith in the intellect, those who have firm faith in the intellect over a long period of time have all rights anyway. have all rights anyway. Bap Dada has love for you. And so those who have been here for a long time with Baba, those who are good effort makers, not complete effort makers, but good effort makers, those who have been good effort makers, Bap Dada will not leave them behind. He will take them with him. He will take them with him, the good effort makers. They may not be complete effort makers, Baba says. So have the firm faith. Have the firm faith. We were, we are, and we will remain together with Baba, with you. So have this firm faith. We are, we were, and will always remain together with you. Is this firm? So, simply make emerge the feelings of being one who has pure and positive thoughts for others. So, this is what you should have, pure and positive thoughts for others. One who has pure thoughts of the original self and one who has pure feelings. Feelings of transformation, feeling of giving cooperation, and feeling of mercy. At present, you have kept them merged. Now let these feelings emerge. Do not give many corrections, but forgive them. Do not give many corrections, but forgive them. Each one is cleverer than the other in giving corrections, but give corrections with forgiveness. You may give teachings or corrections in the form of reading the Murli, giving courses, holding programs. At that time, okay, you can give teachings, but when it comes to interacting in your work, then give teachings with forgiveness. Do not just give corrections. Give corrections by being merciful. Give corrections by being merciful, then your mercy will work in such a way, that the weakness of others will be forgiven. So then your mercy will work in such a way that the weakness of others will be forgiven. Do you understand? Did you understand? Okay. It's the turn of Rajasthan for Seva. It is good, all Rajasthan stand up. So, They're all standing up. So many have come from Rajasthan. Well, this one is of what we are seeing from here. So many have stood up. So it is good, is it not? Rajasthan has received many chances of accumulating a lot of charity to the extent that the numbers have increased. To that extent, the charity received by souls was accumulated in the account of the servers. So Rajasthan received a golden lottery of charity without even thinking about it. It is good. It is good. All of you have given your time and fulfilled your responsibilities and achieved success in service. Congratulations for that. All of you give congratulations to the dadis and the servers. Did all of you give congratulations to the dadis and the servers? Did you? You made them work so hard. They are working so hard. You must applaud a lot. So they applauded. The dadis are working so hard. Okay, you may sit down. Now, in 1 second, are you able to become a master of your mind? Now, are you able to become a master of your mind in 1 second and stabilize it for as long as you want? Are you able to become a master of your mind in 1 second and stabilize in it for as long as you want? Are you able to do this? So now, perform this spiritual exercise. Let there be total concentration of the mind. There shouldn't be any upheaval even in your thoughts. Unshakable. Acha, okay. To all those from everywhere, to all those from everywhere, who are the masters of the imperishable constant treasures, to all those from everywhere who are the masters of the imperishable constant treasures, to the elevated souls who remain stable in the stage of being free from bondage and liberated in the confluence aged life, to the elevated souls who remain stable in the stage of being free from bondage and liberated in the confluence aged life, to those who complete, that is, fulfill Bhaktada's hopes, to those who complete or fulfill Bhaktada's hopes, to the Master Almighty Authority souls who are always full with the power of unity and concentration, Bhaktada's love, remembrance and Namaste. To all the children in all four corners who are sitting far away and who have sent love and remembrances and letters, Bhaktada is giving them also lots and lots of love and remembrance from the heart. As well as this, many children have sent very good letters of their refreshment from Madhuban. Many children have sent very good letters of their refreshment from Madhuban. So special love, remembrance and Namaste to those children also. And then after that, Bhaktada got up. Dadi Janki and Dadi Ji are with Bhaktada. Baba is giving drishti from the stage. Probably Baba is looking at the translators when Baba looked above. There's the youth wing sitting, you know, all the youth who are having a blue sash or a blue scarf. So maybe there was a meeting of the youth. This is the Murli of 2004, so 17 years ago Baba spoke the Murli and all the dadis were in the body. Original date, 20 March 23, 2004. Baba has spoken about world transformation, and for that there should be self-transformation. It should be self-transformation for world transformation. Not world transformation will lead to self-transformation. So Baba has filled us so much. Today's song, Oh God, You have filled our apron with so many blessings. Baba has given us so many blessings. You have today also, Baba said, you have the treasure of knowledge and you have to fill others with this treasure. Madhuban, she is here to translate.
God has filled us with all the treasures. We have unlimited love for God and God has unlimited love for us. He has filled the treasures. We have unlimited love for God. After attaining the blessings from God, there is unlimited happiness. The meaning of the song is Wah Baba Wah. We have unlimited love and we heartily thank you for all that you have given us. This is the meaning of the song you sing. We have experienced unlimited supersensuous joy and met Baba in this Milan, in this meeting. Having attained you, Baba, we have attained all the treasures. Sweet Baba, we have unlimited love for you. After attaining the blessings, we have unlimited blessings, unlimited treasures from you, Baba. Oh, Baba, Vah, Vah, Baba, we are heartfully thankful to you. All the living diamonds are shining in the diamond hall and everybody is happy and everybody are looking like angels in this diamond hall. Living diamonds are shining in the diamond hall and all are looking like angels with their happy hearts. Sweet Baba, we have attained unlimited pleasures and treasures from you and we experience unlimited happiness and heartfully we say Wah Baba Wah. We are like the birds in the open sky. We don't have any bondages. Through us, the gates of mukti will open. We don't have any bondage. We will not be in any bondage. We are like the birds in the open sky. All the kings of Rajasthan, the living diamonds, are in the hall and we have unlimited love for you, Baba. After attaining the blessings, there is unlimited happiness. Oh, Baba, we are heartfully thankful to you. This is the meaning of this song. Baba has filled us with the unlimited treasures. And there is unlimited happiness. Oh Baba, we really heartily appreciate the sustenance you have given us and we are heartfully thankful to you, Baba. This is the meaning of the song.
Now, that is the root of the
I request respected Dadiji to give the inspiration. Respected Dadi Ratan Mohini Ji will give the blessings and inspirations. Om Shanti. All of you are requested to sit in silence because all are getting up and rushing to go out of the hall. So Dadi is requesting all of them to sit. Just 5 minutes I'm going to speak. So just all of you are requested to sit. Take your seats. Dadi is once again saying Om Shanti. I'm going to read again. Rajasthan has received lot of blessings from Bap Dada. So you're revising it once again from Dadi. This is God's incarnated place and also the karma where God has performed his actions. This is the greatest pilgrimage place on this universe where God incarnates and gives the blessings. All of you are seated on the heart throne of Bap Dada. Keep singing the song of fortune you have attained in your mind. All of you have celebrated the meeting with Bap Dada. You also heard Baba's voices, Murli, having, all of you are swinging in the swing of Baba's Milan. To meet Baba, to be colored by the company of God, and to become equal in all the powers and virtues of God, to get colored by the powers and virtues of God. So you have to experience that you're colored by the color of God's powers and virtues. Whilst performing actions, keep chanting what Baba has said. Please remember this. Whatever you hear, chant it. Always remain in the spiritual intoxication. And you will constantly, you will be liberated from the attractions of the world. There's nothing you have to labor about. Your every action, your every word, constantly and easily does service. And the atmosphere around you and the people get attracted. And the people around you get attracted. From self-transformation, world transformation will happen. And self-transformation leads to world transformation. Did you understand? Are you hearing? Are you hearing? Did you hear it properly? Dad is asking. Whilst performing actions, keep chanting Bap Dada's versions. You have to constantly remember this. Always stay in the spiritual intoxication. And there will be no attraction of this old world, and you will get away from these attractions of the old world. There is nothing you have to labor later. Your every action, your every word, constantly, gradually and easily the service is done, hearing every word and action. And people will get attracted to your every word and action. And through this self-transformation, world transformation will happen. And world transformation will naturally happen. Are all of you happy? Did you understand? Are all of you happy and healthy? You have to ask yourself. Announcements are going on simultaneously, and that is talking, but at the same time the instructions are being given. And okay, now there is a singer, Rohit Bhai Kataria, and that is now going to release the CD. So one audio music CD is being released. And the brother is coming on the stage to present the songs. The brother who has composed the music is presenting the music CD to Dadiji. And Dadiji is releasing the CD. Divine Song, Divine Song, Rosary 2. This is what is written on the envelope, which you can see on the TV now. Divine Song, Rosary 2. The audio CD is
available.
Now I request Neve Bhaiji to give his inspirations and blessings for today. That is talking, but the mic has been removed, so I can't hear what she's talking. Sorry for that. There's no mic in front of her, so I can't hear what she's saying. She's saying something that you can see on the video, but I can't hear what she's saying. So the name of the music CD is Devya Geet Mala, Divine Song Rosary Number 2, Part 2. So now Tadiji and Nirubhai both are speaking at the same time. And anyway, now Nirubhai is saying Om Shanti to all of you. I don't want to talk much, Nirubhai is saying. The first thing is, all the brothers and sisters from Rajasthan are here, and those who are in this group, and to all of you, I give you multi-million times congratulations, congratulations, congratulations to all of them who are present in this hall. Rajasthan is the land of incarnation of God. It is in Rajasthan that God has incarnated. And there are many secrets to make you as a king. And you have received the elevated teachings in this land. And through Sakar Baba and from Avet Bab Dada, from Abu, everybody has attained these blessings. And it has been happening from Abu. And even in the future it will keep happening, until the golden age is being established. And Baba has said, don't take rest. So Dadiji is saying, giving inspirations, but they just put the mic in front of me, so I started speaking. I thought I'll take the benefit, nearby saying. And all the brothers and sisters of India and all the places in abroad, to all the brothers and sisters, I convey my multi-million congratulations, good wishes, pure feelings, and in the time coming, we are all going to celebrate Christmas every year. Double foreigners are here for Christmas, and they present very good programs for Christmas. Maybe this year they cannot come, or what will happen? Wherever we are, maybe this year they may not come, but wherever they are, I also convey the greetings. And Sudeshi, she usually earlier was the resident of Delhi, and since many years she has been serving abroad, and especially she has served London, Germany, all these places and all these countries. And 2 days before she had a heart surgery, and hope that she's well and she's comfortable. And also I also invite Sudesh Devi to get well soon and to come to India soon and let her take rest now, and later she's invited to come to India as soon as possible. All are remembering Madhuban, east, west, everyone is remembering Madhuban. And Rajasthan brothers and sisters are the host. And we all have served the guests who are here already. And even in future, you keep taking care of those who come here, because you're already the residents of Rajasthan. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, Hai Sabne, Aapne Andar Ke, Shubh Vachno Se, Aap Sabhi Vyoman Gostha Bharati.
May Vibha has filled the enthusiasm in all of us. Now I request respected Abrishmohan Bhai to give good wishes and good feelings. And whatever Baba has said, how to inculcate them in the practical life, I request him to present his feelings about how to inculcate what we have heard. So respectable Jhon Bhai Ji, sing Om Shanti now. Just as Neva Bhai said, Rajasthan has got the lift. In the whole world, Madhuban Rajasthan is the place where God has incarnated. We have got the lift to reveal the secret to the whole world. And where God has incarnated, all those brothers and sisters of Rajasthan are here today in the Diamond Hall. So clap across yourself. And the second thing is, and this was the Murli of 2004. And at that time, the number was less in 2004 when Baba spoke this Murli. And now in 2021, now is the Rajasthan turn for Baba Milan. And now the 90% of the hall was filled with those from Rajasthan. So there's a lot of progress. The Murli was said by Baba in 2004. In 2021, three-fourths of the hall was filled with those from Rajasthan. So I'm happy to say this, Rajman Bhai is saying, I'm happy, be happy, and in the next turn, bring more and more brothers and sisters of Rajasthan so that we should have another hall for this. So bring more and more people, he's saying. So, third thing is Baba has given us the responsibility. If I want, God has said, I can do the establishment, I can do the task of establishment. So I wanted to do it through children, so I am loving and detached. So whatever we have taken, the target of world transformation, so children have to fulfill the contract. So one thing that you have to pay attention to is, Baba has said, whether it is the chains of gold or diamonds, even if you are a little bit away from being liberated in life, then the gate cannot be opened. So And in the quantum phase, we have to experience liberation and liberation in life. And whatever the change of gold and diamond you are having, finish it. And whatever you have, all these bondages, so you have to become liberated. If you have something, you can give it to Daddy. And at the same time, now all of them are waiting in the dining. So after this, you can go for the dining. And whatever you have, the food of God liberation you have received, accept that food from Baba, and there's a good kheer, good sweet milk prepared. So after this meeting, you can enjoy the kheer, the sweet milk, in the dining area.